Hi, how are you doing? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. So today I thought I'd give examples for a few really common expressions that start with I'm. I'm, as in I am. Here's one. I'm on it. This is a great expression. In order to understand what it means, picture this. You're at work in a meeting with your boss and a few coworkers. Your boss is assigning different tasks to each one of you. She turns to you and says, "Our budget report needs to be revised. This is an urgent task, and I need you to understand how important it is that we deliver a flawless report to our VP. I need you to double-check every single item in that budget." So, you understand what your boss is saying. You get how important it is to get that report revised and any mistakes fixed as soon as possible. You are ready to start. You know what to do. You look your boss in the eye and you say, "Boss, I'm on it. I'm on it." What does that mean? When you say, "I'm on it," you're saying that you're gonna start doing that task as soon as possible. Now, most likely. Your boss can relax. You're taking care of it. You are on it. In some cases, when someone says, "I'm on it," that means they are already doing it. For example, let's say this is a different company. The manager arrives in the office and asks the team, "Did anyone remember to prepare those slides for our presentation tomorrow?" And you say, "Don't worry, boss, I'm on it." What do you mean? Well, you're working on them right now. You've got the presentation software open on your screen, and right this moment, you're creating the final slides of the presentation. You're on it. You're taking care of it. In this example, you're doing it right now. So next time your boss asks you, in English, of course, to do something, and you're committed to doing it, you know you're gonna start doing it soon, or maybe you're already doing it, what can you tell your boss? "I'm on it. Don't worry, boss. I'm on it." And here's another great little expression that starts with I'm. I'm good. You know when you're having lunch at your friend's and then his mom wants to put more food on your plate? You're full, you've had a lot of food already, and in fact, there's still some food on your plate. You're good. So that's what you say to her. "Thanks, Mrs. Martin. I'm good." The expression "I'm good" here means "I have enough. No more is necessary. I'm good." So if you're at a barbecue party drinking your soda drink, you know, your glass is still full, and then your friend shouts, "Need more soda?" You can say, "I'm good, thanks." You can also use that as "No, thanks." For example, if someone offers you something you don't feel like eating or drinking, you can say, "No, I'm good. Thanks." That is very informal, okay? It's a very informal way to say no when someone offers you food or a beverage. And by the way, going back to the example above, where your friend's mom wants to put more food on your plate, let's say you're not even halfway through your first serving yet. There's still a lot of food on your plate from your first serving. So you point that out to your friend's mom when she offers you more food. You say, "Oh, no, Mrs. Martin, I'm good. I'm still working on my first serving." "I'm still working on my first serving" means I'm not done eating it. I'm still eating the food. It's already on the plate. I haven't finished it. I'm still working on it. I think this expression sounds a little weird at first to our Brazilian ears because we do not associate the verb work with eating. And yet, you hear people say that. If you ask someone who's eating a sandwich right now if they would like to have dessert, they might say, "Oh, thanks, I'm still working on my sandwich." Or you might ask your friend if she wants tea, and she points to her big cup of coffee and says, "Thanks, I'm still working on my coffee." Can you remember the last time your boss asked you to do something and you promptly answered, "I'm on it"? Can you remember the last time you were eating and someone wanted to put more food on your plate and you said, I'm good, thanks? Give us your examples in the comments and talk to you next time.